I don't know why it is such a tough discussion. That's amazing that it's 2020 and it's still a tough discussion.
But it is a very tough discussion, evoking strong opinions, some of the strongest from fans.
These are the kind of statements that you make that really brings change to and progressiveness to our people, to our communities.
I think it's disgusting. It's just horrible. I don't think the team should be taking a political statement like that.
Our focus today cannot be on basketball.
It started with the Milwaukee Bucks' decision not to take the floor for Game 5 of their first-round playoff series against the Orlando Magic, and what was wrongly called the NBA boycott over the police shooting of Jacob Blake spread with blinding speed, a wildcat strike that canceled practices in the NFL for the Bears, Jets, Colts, Packers, and others. The MLB and WNBA postponing games, along with Major League Soccer, even though diverging opinions can be found on the same teams.
On the platform that we have, I think you can make impacts in good ways and bad ways.
Find a cause and either support it financially or do something to change the situation, because protesting doesn't do crap, in my opinion. I've been saying it since 1968.
I just don't get it. I really don't. Okay, so the first time it happened is wrong, right? But you keep over and over and over doing it. It's like, what did you learn from the last case? You know, like, killing a man is wrong.
Sports quickly merging with politics. Former President Obama tweeting his support for the players' activism. Senior White House advisor Jared Kushner in a network interview going another way. Look, I think with the NBA, he said, there's a lot of activism, and I think they've put a lot of slogans out. But I think what we need to do is turn that from slogans and signals to actual action that's going to solve the problem. Leading sports figures argue the problem is that it keeps happening.
These times are unprecedented. Things need to change. You know, I grew up in a home of public safety, but. I mean, I just don't understand why it keeps happening, and I think I'm like everybody else. I don't have the answers, but things need to change.
And this is a story that continues to develop. The National Hockey League postponing games until Saturday, and the NFL and its Players Association issuing a joint statement tonight saying they are more united now than they have ever been, promising to use their shared platform to continue fighting acts of racism and injustice. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.